A man from Isle of Crosse is back in court next month, facing new sexual assault and unlawful confinement charges. In April, police received a report of a young girl being held against her will for 4 days in a cabin across the lake, about 10 kilometers from Isle of Crosse. RCMP arrested 42-year-old Aaron Gardner. Investigators say since then, a number of other victims have come forward. Gardner is now facing 4 counts of sexual assault, 3 counts of forcible confinement, uttering threats, and firearms offenses. He remains in custody. Anyone with more information to report is asked to contact police. Preparations continue in Cumberland House as the community braces for flooding. The Water Security Agency predicts water levels from the Cumberland Basin to peak in the coming days. That's sooner than what was originally predicted. Ron Podbelski with the WSA says there's a concern for the community and infrastructure.
We definitely see a potential risk, to the community and to the infrastructure surrounding the community. And of course, highways and that are always a concern.
The Water Security Agency says high groundwater in Alberta and significant rainfall in May and June in northern Saskatchewan is contributing to the high levels on the Saskatchewan River system. The Montreal Lake Cree Nation is no longer under lockdown. Band officials shut down the border after one person tested positive for COVID-19. Chief Frank Roberts and council have passed several motions to resume normal activities. Staff return to work on Monday, and other restrictions on employment and training are lifted. Roberts asks residents to continue taking precautions to stop the spread of the virus. The Red Pheasant Cree Nation is embarking on a new venture. It opened a cannabis dispensary in the Battle Fords area on Friday on its own land. The Red Flower Medicinal Cannabis Dispensary will offer a variety of products. Chief Clint Watney says the dispensary could become a chain with locations across the province.
It's an economic development venture for the First Nation. We don't feel that we receive enough funds from the federal government to adequately address the needs of the community.
The dispensary employs 15 staff and is located next to the gas station on the First Nation. Watney says while the dispensary is carving its own clientele locally, he's hoping to get customers from the broader Northwest region. Emergency services are set to resume at the health center in Radville. It was temporarily converted to a hospital to deal strictly with COVID-19. The Saskatchewan Health Authority selected 12 community hospitals to handle any surge in the coronavirus. Radville's mayor says the health center is a hub for towns and villages to the south, down to the U.S. border, and to the east toward Estevan. Retail sales across the country are on a positive upward trend. Statistics Canada says sales increased 18.7% in May, led by motor vehicle and parts sales. Retail sales increased to $41.8 billion. But that was still about 20% below levels in February before pandemic restrictions were brought in. Sales were also up in general merchandise stores and clothing stores. Online sales were $3.8 billion, accounting for 8% of the total retail market. Nearly two-thirds of parents in a new poll say they believe children returning to school in the fall should be wearing masks at least part of the time.
The latest poll on the COVID-19 pandemic by Leger and the Association for Canadian Studies found that 41% of respondents believe school children should be required to wear a mask while they're on the bus or in school. A further 21% said yes to masks, but only when a student is outside of class during recess, lunch, or if on the bus, suggesting they're okay with students taking off their masks once they're in class and not in common areas. There was also a group of respondents accounting for 28% who believe masks should be optional. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
BC's tourism sector wants more than one-third of the $1.5 billion fund offered by the federal government to help BC recover from the pandemic.
The Tourism Association of BC has sent the province a proposal seeking $680 million from the $1.5 billion fund. Without the cash, the association says BC's tourism sector faces uncertainty and as many as 100,000 jobs could be gone by the end of the year. It proposes a three-part strategy, including no-interest loans and cash for safety adaptations and rebuilding shattered supply chains. Direct tourism spending alone pumped more than $20 billion into the economy in 2018. The association says it's simply seeking a return on that investment. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.